Week 1, Saturday, Sext. Dear God, please come to my aid. Master, please hurry to help me. Glory to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as in the beginning, now, and always, through all the ages of ages. Amen. The trouble with success is that it ends. And then what? There's the perfect job you did there in the past. It's gone. It gleamed and slid into oblivion. Its termination sends the message that time never stops or bends back on itself to live again. It's rid of that. Success is failure. So long, kid. You can't retrieve the gold your glory spends. But if success is failure, failure is success in this perverted world. You see, the failure's effort throws itself beyond the grave, where it is treasured by a fond redeemer who transforms it mightily. You want the same success that once was his. Those who look for the Master will be filled with every blessing. Psalm 34, Part 1. At every moment I will bless Yahweh. His praise will be constantly in my mouth. Boasts will fill my soul about Yahweh, and the little people will listen and be glad. Come with me and tell how great Yahweh is, and let us glorify his name together. Did I not look for Yahweh, and he heard me and set me free of all my fears? Everyone who looked for him had a face that glowed. They did not have to hide their heads. From his trouble the poor man called, and Yahweh heard him and saved him from all his anguish. Go see how Yahweh camps around those who respect him and sets them free. Have but a taste, and you will see how good Yahweh is. It is a blessing to put your trust in him. It is in fear of Yahweh that a holy man should live, because those who revere him have all they need. Just as young lions may be needy and feel hunger, men can feel this also, but not those who look for Yahweh. Glory to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as in the beginning, now, and always, through all the ages of ages. Amen. Those who look for the Master will be filled with every blessing. Look for peace and work for it. Part 2. Keep close, my children, and listen to me, and I will teach you the fear of Yahweh. Life is what you care about, and you would like many prosperous days. Make your tongue not utter evil, and keep your lips from deceit. No, shun evil and do good. Look for peace and practice it. Oh, yes, Yahweh's eyes are on the virtuous, and his ears listen to their cries. Putting them behind him, Yahweh turns from outlaws to destroy all memory of them from the earth. Quick as the virtuous cry out, Yahweh listens and sets them free from all their troubles. Right beside those whose hearts are broken, there is Yahweh, and he saves those whose spirits feel remorse. Since virtuous people have so many problems, Yahweh is there to free them from them all. To keep guard over all their bones, Yahweh will take care to see that none are broken. Under sentence of death, however, is the state of evil people, and those who hate virtue are doomed. Very eager to ransom the souls of his servants, Yahweh will not let those who trust him be condemned. Glory to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as in the beginning, now, and always, through all the ages of ages. Amen. Look for peace and work for it. Reading, Jeremiah 17:9-10. The heart is more deceitful than anything else, and desperately evil. Who can understand it? I, Yahweh, investigate the heart and test the mind, so as to give every man what his conduct deserves, for him to reap the harvest of his deeds. Please save me from my hidden faults, and never let me sin through pride. Master, please fill us with the resplendent light of your eternal love, so that we will love you above everything else and our brothers and sisters for your sake. We make this request through our Master the Prince. Amen. Let us bless the Master. Thank God.